Hello, welcome to the Angel on Earth podcast. I am AOE, and for today, we're going to talk a little bit about creating your reality and what exactly is consciousness. And it's interesting. So this is obviously all my own interpretation, my own speculation, and it's, you know, take what resonates, leave the rest. Stuff I've worked through with my guides and all of the rest. So I'm going to go into it. You might hear some stuff like sounds because I'm also cooking, because I need to keep cooking, but also higher dimensional things call. So I am recording this episode while I'm prepping dinner. So you might hear like cutting of things in the background and all of that. And I'm not sorry, because this is the only way I can do both. And I'm really excited to share this stuff because I'm really excited. This, honestly, there's some pretty cool stuff. So I'm gonna save the what am I gonna call testing your creator powers? You know, I have a really cool story, and you can decide for yourself whether or not it's cool. But I think it's cool on how you guys can actually test a little bit of this yourself. And I think it's always valuable when we can actually have evidence very quickly, because it really helps kind of solidify the confidence that that's what's happening. It is what's happening, but this will help you be more sure if you decide to test it. So let's see, where are we going to start here then? So I guess the first part would be, what is consciousness? this is interesting. So, and I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but I kind of got as far as I did, and I thought that might be something helpful to share for some of you in case you're pondering this or curious. And if you haven't, maybe I can break your brain too. But anyways, so what I came across was, I was watching like a podcast on YouTube. I think, I don't know, I can never, you know, all of the different manifestation people all kind of like become one person to me, so don't ever expect to rely on what I tell you when I say someone told me or something, not me, but someone said something or like a person. So I'm going to go with, it might have been Joe Dispenza, could have been somebody else, but whoever it was saying something that triggered in my head the concept of what consciousness is. And it's very strange because you think of, we say stuff like it's everything and nothing. It's kind of like that void, you know, it's everything and nothing. Everything is consciousness, like all of it. But then at the same time, like, here's where I'm going. Let me walk you through it. So we talk a lot. I talk a lot about how the remembering is the forgetting. So, like, you know, in order to get to your authentic self, to find your purpose, a large part of that process is actually forgetting everything that you've picked up in this lifetime. That's programming, that's kind of rigid and kind of limiting, that's keeping you from being your full authentic self. And so that's, you know, forgetting is the remembering. And remembering your true nature as the infinite being. But what is that infinite being? That infinite being is consciousness. We're all consciousness. And it was when I started to combine what I've experienced in breathwork with like that really trance-like state where it's almost like super blissful. You kind of enter this like nothing, like time doesn't exist. Nothing really exists, but everything's just like, it's just like you disconnect from everything, but it's very calming and very peaceful. And, but it's like very much like nothingness. And so, and that really is the essence of source. It's nothingness. But that started to get me thinking, and I was like, okay, so consciousness is everything. Sure. Everything here is consciousness. We can tap into the infinite nature. But then it was like, okay, but wait, when we're talking about like peeling back the layers, some of the layers are this human expression too, right? Like it's not just like the titles. It is the titles, you know, meaning what we're taking off are the titles. We're taking off the limitations that we put on ourselves, the programs and rules that we set of lack that might have come up in life. But then if you keep going, I mean, so we don't want to go that far all the time as humans, because then we aren't, you know, taking off all the layers. But what happens when you take off all the layers? Because you can, I mean, like, if we really get into it, you can go into, like, you know, you're not your name, you're not your title, you're not, you know, you're the consciousness that's, like, in it, experiencing it. But at the same time, any container that consciousness is in is a limitation or a layer that is on top of what the truest source is. And if you're kind of sort of following along and getting to where I'm going here, it's like consciousness is nothing. It's literally nothing. Like true, pure consciousness is nothing experiencing all of this other stuff that is projecting, but it is nothing. Because when you get to this, the absolute source consciousness, it's not in a container, you know, like it's not in a body, it's not in a person, it's not in a group of people. It's like all of what's experiencing all of this stuff, which, I mean, when you peel back literally all the layers, it's nothing. No sound, no images, no feelings, nothing. It's literally nothing. But it's energy. So, like, it's literally what drives all of this. And the layers are what give us the experience. But consciousness is nothing, which blew my mind. I don't know why. Because I say stuff like, you know, it's everything and nothing. But to really, like, derive the nothingness, I guess, in my head, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that exactly. But what got weirder, I'm just going to throw this out there. I mean, I'm still working on it. Usually I try to get a little bit further along before I share this stuff, but there's so much that's been coming through. Like, I feel like I need to get some of this out there before I forget a crap load of it. So, consciousness is nothing. If that's true, what really made me pause is, what on earth gives consciousness, or sorry, why would nothing ever become anything? Maybe I should title this episode that. I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Really, try to ask yourself that question. What does nothing, what causes nothing? Okay, so there might be more sounds now. I had to pause, but if consciousness is nothing, what would trigger nothing to ever do anything? Especially this. Why? And I'm not saying I have the answer. That is a separate thing. But just, you know, to make you confused as well. Maybe you're good with your story. In which case, don't listen to me anymore. But if you're curious like I've been, maybe ponder a little bit, like, why? Because a lot of the time we kind of go into this, like, I mean, we don't really know anything else beyond here. We really don't. Like, we kind of know some stuff. We don't know a whole lot. But we definitely don't know why nothing wants to be something. And because when you think about it, like, when something decides to go from, like, it's almost like humanizing it, because like a human might get bored of nothing. So we can't even really say, oh, nothingness got bored and wanted to do something, so it became everything. That doesn't really make sense. Like, in a higher dimensional sense, because I don't know what it experiences, but it's likely that it's not a regular human emotion. Like bored. So being bored isn't really, I mean, in my head, this is a theory, all theories. This means nothing, really. This is all literally nothing. Literally. But, like, why? Why on earth does something that's nothing, want to become anything. And what press, like, what pushes? So that's got me a little bit pondering, because I'm like, well, what is it that's going on? Because nothingness is everything, consciousness is nothing, and it's all, like, energy. I don't know what to do with that. So I'm going to leave it there. So, you know, there we are on that topic. Aren't you so glad you are listening to this? And then let's take this into another topic. So one more thing before we go into the example and demonstration and test you can do. Super excited. Yeah, I'm building to that. here's the deal. It's about your experience. It's about your environment right now. What are you currently experiencing? Have you noticed, those of you who've been doing tons of inner work, doing lots of, you know, clearing limiting beliefs, manifesting stuff, putting intentions out there, those of you doing all of that, did you notice a lot of stuff happening around you that's changing and shifting? Everything from possibly a whole bunch of people where you work have now left and new people are there, or maybe you didn't have that many people and a whole bunch of new people showed up. Or maybe you left and you went to a different place. Now there's a whole bunch of new people around you. And a number of other things. But, like, are you noticing the changes? Because that is, a lot of that is the energy shift that you're creating. You're just, you don't realize it always. Some of you do. But it's a lot of the big changes. Like, if you've noticed a lot of places around you close or open. If you've noticed some older places that were there when you were a kid or something. If you grew up in the same area, those are showing up again. You notice that maybe you or someone in your family is, like, wanting to go on a cleaning spree or get rid of stuff, or maybe get the carpets cleaned, do some big, like, get rid of stuff to donate or something. All of that's energetic shift that you created. I'm just curious if you've noticed it, because it's not always just the thing that you asked for. It's all of your environment around you that's shifting based on your belief changes and your understanding of your reality. It's confusing because it's not always a straightforward connection, but it is part of the shift. And then, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Because congratulations, you are shifting your reality, just like you've always been running it, but now you're doing it more consciously. It's just not as straightforward. But we're getting the hang of it. We're really getting it. I have more to share on that. I'll do it in a future episode. But for now, let's jump to the fun test. That test that you guys can do. Okay, the test. I had to heat up some oil on the stove, so I didn't want to make a ton of noise. So here's the test. Here is the test. And here's how I came upon it. It was 13:13 right there. So, sorry, 13 minutes, 13 seconds. When I was cooking, or getting ready to cook, I was cutting up some onions. And I was like, you know, I've actually, in previous times, because you guys know I do science, or did a lot more science, I have all the goggles and all that stuff, so I pulled out one of my lab goggles. Just clean, it's a clean pair of goggles. I would use it to cut onions in the past because my eyes would get so watery. And all of a sudden, you know, in the beginning of cutting up the onions, I was like, I'm okay. And then I started to get the really watery eyes. It was like one of those onions that made you, like, super, super, like, watery-eyed. And it was really intense. And then I just caught myself for a second, because I've been doing a lot more, like, I want to consciously create my reality. And I was like, I don't want to cry with onions. I don't want to cry when I cut onions. I just want to cut the onion, be able to see what I'm doing and cook dinner. So, you know, I didn't have my goggles, so I decided to try to wield the energies of the universe. It's a good logic jump, right? And what happened was, at first I tried the, my eyes aren't watery. My eyes aren't watery. That's not a good affirmation, and that also doesn't work. And I knew that, but I was really confused because my eyes were so watery, and it was really, like, uncomfortable. So I was, like, just, like, reaching for anything. I was like, okay, I need to calm down, breathe, but not too much, because that's gonna also not go so well. and then at least get through like a little bit longer and try to wrap my head around what it is I can like decide or what rule I can apply and own and believe and calmly believe that will get me out of this. And so what I decided upon was my eyes are resistant to the onions, meaning like my eyes are resistant to watering in response to the onions. So I would just keep saying to myself, like consciously knowing, believing, like without evidence in the beginning, because my eyes were watering like a lot while I was continuing to cut, I would tell myself, and this was a very short period of time. It was not very long, but I will say if you test this, please give yourself a little time because it wasn't like in an instant, like not like in a second. It was like, you know, over some amount of seconds, but like it took a few times of like, okay, my eyes are resistant to watering to the, my eyes are resistant to the onion. My eyes are resistant to the onion. In my head, knowing that meant my eyes are resistant to being watery because of cutting the onion. So I just kept repeating that to myself, saying it in my head, knowing my eyes are resistant to the onion, and knowing in my head my eyes were not watering, you know, like not affirming they're not watering, but just in my head, like I'm, you know, my eyes are resistant to the onion, so I can totally cut this and I don't feel anything. I had to do it a few times to kind of like get over it, because initially it wasn't quite shifting, and then all of a sudden it shifted, and then it didn't, none of the cutting bothered me. I kid you not, none of the cutting bothered me. And I'm not someone who can just like suddenly turn off an onion being something to make my eyes water. Like I have a very intense response to it, just like most people. But in an instant, it stopped affecting me completely. Completely. It wasn't like a little bit watery. Like it completely stopped. Like there's like a little water from when there was wateriness, but it didn't continue to build up more water in my eyes. And it was crazy. This is, you don't have to, you can think of it whatever you want. But the truth is, in my experience, that was enough evidence for me of another reminder that we are constantly creating our reality, and that we can shift it in an instant if we choose. So I encourage you literally to try this. Like, get an onion, go cut it, get one that, don't get one that's like a, I don't know if the sweet onions do the same thing, but get one that's like gonna make your eyes water. And then while you're doing it, and it's, your eyes are watering, because I want you to believe it. I don't want you to get, start cutting, like do it first and then go, oh, my eyes didn't water, but like it could have been an onion that wasn't going to make my eyes water to begin with. Like give yourself a control. The control in this experiment is that your eyes start out watering, and then you determine that your eyes are resistant to the onion, and you know, do that for a little bit. And I would love if you guys would message me, you know, DM me, let me know if this works for you, because it seriously works. Like it works. It absolutely works. And I want you guys to prove this to yourselves. So like definitely go give it a try and let me know how it goes. And yeah, so that's kind of all I got for you guys today. Love you lots. Bye.